this is tape 167A. Today's date is February 27th, 2018. This is Jean McMillan. I am interviewing Mrs. Alice Yoakum, who is going to talk about her family background and the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation. But first, we'll start with the genealogical information. What is your name?
My full name is Alice Elizabeth Packard Blum Yoakum.
Alice Elizabeth Packard Blum Yoakum.
Yes.
And your birth date, please.
February 7, 1931.
And your birthplace?
Brooklyn, New York.
And your parents' names?
Ethel Mildred Halsey and Robert Edward Blum.
And do you or did you have siblings?
I have one sibling, John Robert Halsey Blum.
And he was my next door neighbor for about 18 years.
Oh!
Fairfield Farms.
Foster
McMillan. McMillan. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is he still with us?
No, Foster died in 2005, at 94.
Bob died at 94 in 2016.
No.
A ripe old age.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
What was your grandfather's name?
Which one?
Well, the one that started the Brooklyn Museum.
I don't know. Did he actually start it? I've got a lot of stuff I have to
well,
do
I thought
something
that,
with. Yeah.
That
his,
he,
name, his name was Edward Charles Blum.
And he also had something to do with the Brooklyn Botanical Garden.
Well, that was all part of one organization, the Brooklyn Institute of Arts and Sciences.
Okay.
Which included, I think, I'd have to check this.
It's all right.
I should probably get my brother up here to be interviewed. He probably knows better than I do.
Well,
having succeeded his father in a lot of these things, we succeeded his father in a lot of these things.
Now, it was your father that started the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation?
Yes.
Okay. When did he start it?
I think it was 1987.
And why was it started?
It started, why don't I give you this?
Wonderful.
Which,
it's called Portraits of Generosity.
Yeah.
And it's a 2017.
I finally got around to reading it this morning, but I was interviewed by Justin something or other at the...
May I?
You can have that.
Wonderful. Okay.
He was interviewing me about the beginning of the foundation, so that's got a lot of that information.
Oh, great.
Right there. Maybe you should pause and read it.
I'm not going to because it's going to take too long to transcribe it. Who were some of the other people that were involved early on?
Okay. It was Carl Stoker, mm-hmm. Fred Kent,
yep.
Bill Olson,
yep.
Don Warner.
Now, was it Don Titchener or Don Judson? Do you know?
Donald T. Warner.
Okay, that's what I need. All righty. And?
Let me see, who else? I don't remember the guy who lives across the street, Taylor. What's his
name? Robert?
No. Can't remember his first name. He was somewhat involved for a little bit, but not a whole lot. Doris Pomeroy. Doris Walker, I guess.
Yeah. Who was the CEO?
The CEO, the first person, I think, who held that title, as it were, was Bill Olson, who had left Hotchkiss.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But he also had a job in New York. He was doing consulting He was with a consulting firm.
Do you know who the CEO is now?
The CEO now, well, it's called a president, is, his name and picture is in there. I think
okay.
It's Peter Taylor. Peter Taylor.
Now, if I understand, this foundation is made up of a variety of different funds?
No, it's, well, there are different funds. It's the, I think as far as the actual assets are concerned, they're held in, there are a number of managers, because it's now, I forget how many millions of dollars it is, but it's a lot.
Oh yes.
Well, I know, for instance, because I'm on the board of the Foundation for Community Health, which is something that was the funds of the Sharon Hospital when it went for profit, and they originally were like 16 million, I think, and they're now 35 million. That is managed by the BTCF, and then there's another about 4 million that's managed elsewhere.
Now,
so it's got to be up there.
Your foundation has helped the SOAR program.
Well, it's helped a lot of things. It has, fairly early on, it started out under the aegis of the New York Community Trust, using their 501c3 tax exemption, tax status.
Yeah.
And they have, or had at that time, they had a foundation, another sort of subsidiary out on Long Island, I think one in Fairfield County. And so they handled the funds and used their
expertise
and deductibility, and they also sent some people up to kind of help answer questions and make suggestions and so forth, one of whom, Bob Edgar, is still in touch. He's become sort of a pal. And there was the guy who was in charge of their I think it was medical funds, Len McNally is his name. I think he's still around. And oh, I'll tell you who else was involved, was Dana Creel, who had worked for the, I don't know whether it was the Rockefeller Foundation or the Rockefeller Brothers Fund. But he was another philanthropoid, as they were known.
Was he one of the original participants?
I don't know whether he had moved up in 87.
Okay, alrighty. The funding for the Berkshire Taconic, is it, do you do an appeal? Is it investments? Is it an endowment? How is it funded?
How is it funded? It's funded by contributions, and in some cases, different, some things like separate trusts have kind of gone over to the Berkshire Taconic.
I see.
That are small operations, just because it's a sort of a efficiency of administration.
It makes more sense.
It makes more sense, yeah.
Okay.
And when people want to leave something for posterity, they can set up a fund, or they can contribute to a fund, or they can set up an endowment. And it's easier to kind of rearrange that than set something up that's set in cement.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
What are some of the local organizations that you've helped?
Well, my God, it's a huge...
Well, I'm doing just the ones in Salisbury. So you've helped the SOAR program.
Well, for instance, just... Then there are donor-advised funds. I should get you this information.
Well, never mind right now, because I want to finish this.
All right. Well, donor-advised funds are funds that people set up in the BTCF, and the money is managed by the BTCF, and then the donor has, or his or her appointed representative, has the right to recommend distributions from it, in other words, grants from it.
Okay.
And for instance, from my fund, I've given to SOAR, I've given to the high school fund.
The Youth Bureau?
What?
The Housatonic Youth Bureau?
The Youth Service Bureau, but also there's another thing there.
The Art Project?
I've given to the Art Project, yes.
The Jane Lloyd Fund?
I think I've given to the Jane Lloyd Fund, but I may have just given checks to them. But they were started when Jane Lloyd died. Tanya stopped in and asked me how to set up a fund, and I said go talk to Jennifer Daly and could do it in the BTCF, and that's the easiest, simplest way.
It was, yeah. And she was most grateful.
Yeah.
Because when I did the oral history with Tanya, she told me how much you had helped her set up the fund so that they could do this.
Yeah, well, that's it. That, and a lot of people have done that. They've set up scholarships.
Yeah.
They've set up, what else? The visiting nurses, the family services, Black Berkshire Litchfield Environmental Council. That was started by Don Warner, and I think he imported Bill Morrow to sort of run it, to prevent damming up the Riga Lake and having a power station coming down from that. The schools I give to the schools through that. These are just local things.
You've covered quite a lot of territory.
Well, yeah, the list is like
a
page and a half.
Yeah.
I try to do it all at once.
Yeah.
And then I realize I've forgotten something. I'm reminded by the letters that come in.
Oh, yes.
We need money.
Oh, yes. Yes. There's a lot
of library.
Yeah.
The library.
Oh, yeah.
Women's support services. Good God, what all else? Oh, I've just gotten involved with the Little League of St. Francis.
Oh, my word.
Woof, woof.
If somebody came to you and said, I need money for something, what's the process? Do you...
Well, I guess they can call the foundation and say, how do I apply for a grant?
Okay.
I would guess. And at one point, for a person that you should talk to probably about this is Maeve O'Day. You know Maeve O'Day?
No. How do you spell her last name?
O apostrophe D-E-A. But she's married to Rick something. But she's...
Do you fill out an application form?
I don't know.
Okay.
I've never done this.
Okay. Then that's all right.
But then then fairly soon on, they developed a fund. Somebody whose name now eludes me started a fund for Columbia County, I think was the first.
Okay.
Area funds. Now there are area funds for Columbia County, Northwest Connecticut, Dutchess County, I think, and probably Berkshire. I don't know. I'd have to look that up.
Do you know who decides whether the application is approved or not? Is there a committee?
I think they have a committee.
Okay.
It's technically the board of directors, I think, and probably... It's a long time since I was on that board. I think probably there's a committee and they report to the board of directors and the board of directors stamps things. But they have to be sure that the organizations to which they are giving are legitimate.
Oh, yeah.
Nonprofits.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And it can include governments. I mean, like the town of Salisbury, if you want to give new chairs for the library or something of that sort, you can do that kind of thing.
Are you still involved in the foundation?
I'm an alum.
You're an alum.
Yes. So once a year they have a sort of a gathering of the alumni, and last year they had it at the Red Lion, I think, and I was late trying to go up to it, and I never found it.
Oh dear!
And I realized that there were people leaving and I didn't know who was on the present board, so I wasn't about to recognize a lot of them.
Things change,
and
don't
things
they?
Things change, yes. So I went home.
That trip for nothing. And the Red Lion does a nice lunch.
Yeah, well, they have a number of meeting rooms, and I asked a number of people, and I'd forgotten to, because I thought, well, if it's at the Red Lion, it's going to be easy to find. Not at all.
Ooh.
And somebody steered me down the hall to the third floor, and then you go down the hall and be on the left, and there was a big meeting room there, but it was empty and it was tables around.
Oh my.
You know, it wasn't a party type meeting room.
Oh dear.
At that point I thought, to hell with it.
Is there anything that you'd like to add to me about the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation?
I don't know, but read this.
I will.
As I said, I was sort of interviewed about it before, and then Justin edited it. I think it has served a purpose.
A wonderful purpose.
It does make it easy to kind of set up endowments of one kind or another. And if you have an idea, like, for instance, Spark, and I talked to him a little bit about that, because I remember Don Warner of one of the early meetings said the way you get on the map in a community, in an area, and he was citing the Louisiana Community Foundation, is to pick a particular project that you're going to try to fund, that needs funding, and do it, you know, raise the money, make a big splash with it. And so I forget what they used, what the example was, but I remember he said there was a problem even back, that must have been in the early 90s, about health services.
Yes, yes.
I mean, that's been a long time thing before Obamacare. I mean,
oh, yeah. There's
years
been
and years
health
and years
issues.
It's gone
yes.
on and on. And so he said we should do maybe do something about health.
Mm-hmm.
So we called on our friend Mickey Alderman, and he said the first thing you want to do, if you're going to do anything about that, you don't want to threaten the doctors or the providers. You want to enlist them.
Yeah.
So he suggested promoting the provision of services. Oh, I keep losing words.
Don't we all?
Yeah, well, it gets worse and worse.
Well, anyway.
Preventive services like vaccines and blood pressure tests.
Oh yes.
And
mammograms. Yeah,
and
that stuff.
So
right.
forth. These would be things that would have to be that would help doctors
right.
rather than compete with them. And
good point.
And involve some visiting nurses and mm-hmm. some doctors and some. And the medical profession, and it started out well. There were about five different services, and we started with the flu vaccines, and invented Botanvax, which is spread all over the country.
Oh yeah,
that was Spark. Sickness prevention achieved through regional cooperation. At first we wanted to call it Apple, but Apple already exists.
Now, what is the S?
The S is sickness prevention achieved by regional cooperation.
Okay. Thank you very much for your information, and I shall add this to our interview. Thank you.
What? Okay.